The Lexington Farmers Market Report on WUKY is brought to you by Kentucky American Water, reminding homeowners that taking simple steps daily can help conserve water and save money. Find water use information, including leak detection information, at KentuckyAMWater.com and on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Hello and welcome to Kentucky American Water's Lexington Farmers Market Report. Joining us from the Lexington Farmers Market, Josh England. Josh, welcome back to WUKY. What's happening over there at the Lexington Farmers Market?
Today we're going to talk about something that we normally gloss over, but it's about a different kind of raising animals than we usually do. And that is, how do we get honey? And we don't think about it that way, but the farmers are actually, in many cases, raising bees in order for us to have honey. A lot of the food crops we consume are bee, and specifically honeybee pollinated. Most people don't realize that honeybees aren't native to North America. They're from the old world. We brought them over to help with honey and to pollinate all of the crops that people brought over to North and South America. We actually have to raise the bees in order for them to, in many cases, thrive. The honey that we're consuming is raised by a very limited number of domesticated bees, basically. There are hundreds and hundreds of species of bees. We have native bees that can range in size of like little tiny green gold solitary bees all the way up to the big bumblebees that sort of bounce around the meadows. The honeybees are very specific and they are raised as a pollinator for the crops. And then we get the byproduct of their honey, which is a food store for themselves to be able to keep their young alive and to have food for the winter, basically. We can harvest it in ways that make sure that the bees are protected and not harmed too much. And then we get that wonderful elixir that can be used in baking. We can use it in sweetening drinks. We can use it in all kinds of different ways. It's a win-win. The bees get to spread the pollen around and they get taken care of during some of the harsher times, and they get treated for things like mites, because bees can get pests just like other livestock. If you see a crop, something in the field that the farmers are trying to get to grow, they probably have bees on their farm or nearby. They need those bees to help pollinate.
And I'm guessing when you go down to the farmer's market and you see someone selling the honey, you can talk to them and they can tell you a little bit more about where it came from and what the process was.
Absolutely, yes.
Josh, thank you so much for coming in and tell us about honey and the Lexington Farmers Market.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for joining us for the Lexington Farmers Market Report, brought to you by Kentucky American Water. And we'll see you down there at the Lexington Farmers Market, where friends meet. I'm Joe Conkright for WUKY.
There are lots and lots of farms that are producing bees for honey, but the scale is a little bit harder. You need dozens and dozens of hives to get a reliable year-round source of honey. That's why we also have beekeepers that partner with farmers in order to get more hives in more places. The farmer doesn't have to worry about whether their hive is being well taken care of. They have an expert that is trained in how to manage the hives, manage the swarms, and all those sorts of things. And then they also often have specialized equipment in order to be able to harvest the honey. The way that honey is harvested in most farms around Central Kentucky is through spinning it in a updated or revitalized washing machine. And I know that sounds crazy, but you use the centrifugal force to force the honey out of the wax. That's how it's harvested. It's then usually lightly filtered. So we keep some of those pollen grains in there. And there's lots of information about, oh, local honey is good for this or that, or put honey in your tea to make your throat feel better. And a lot of that is anecdotal. And so we don't have really good studies because there's so many different variables. The pollen and nectar that the bees are consuming and turning into honey in the spring is different than it is in the fall. That can lead to different qualities. The different kinds of plants that the bees are collecting from also can change the flavor, the color, the clarity. And so there's a lot of variables that go into that as well.
And of course, you can get the honey products at the Lexington Farmers Market. What kind of stuff is available?
You can get everything from just honey that has been recently harvested to things like cakes that have used honey in them, or you can get creamed honey that you can top on biscuits that is really good and has some other flavorings added in there, or you can make your own things out of the honey as well. And so if you want to make a honey cake, or if you're going to make a cocktail, sometimes you might not have simple sugar around, you can substitute honey. If you go to the big box store, we're often getting honey or honey like products that are imported from all around the world. There's been lots of news stories about the adulteration of, quote, honey in big box stores. And so that is something that's on the minds of a lot of people. Easiest way to know that there's not that kind of adulteration is to get the honey from a farmer that harvested it from the hives or from hives on their farm. Cut out those steps.
How about a recipe? Everybody's looking for a recipe. What's something good to make with honey?
I typically don't like putting a lot of sweeteners in my cornbread, but sometimes I will make a toasted cornmeal cake with honey. Very similar to the recipe that you might use for a Johnny cake, but you toast some of the cornmeal first, and then you add your eggs and buttermilk, and then I like to add honey in there. And I have a little tiny, I think it came as a cookie skillet one time, but that's the cast iron skillet I use. And I whip that to really aerated form and put it in the little tiny cast iron skillet and bake it. And then you can top it with some whipped cream and some more honey. And it's just delicious. It's a great alternative if you're looking for a sweet treat that if you get gluten-free cornmeal is a great way to enjoy that for people who can't have all the other kinds of cakes usually.